I'm joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 0-0 draw at Hastings. Alan, who's more pleased with that point, yourself or the Hastings manager?
It ought to be us. We've got to be. What a game plan. Stuck to it. Didn't work, even though you might say 0-0 in the half time. Didn't work because we're never cosh for so long and tosses for, which we thought would that would be the case, would be on a little bit, because after conceding 10 goals in a week, we've got to show the tighten up a bit. In the second half, we had a plan after. We said, me and Hamsey went to watch Hastings in the week, and we said, okay, we're getting the 10-minute mark and we'll make a change, get Lodgy on, get Carl on, and change the game like that. It did, and we should have won it at the end. Huckles should have had a hat-trick, to be honest, at the end. He's had the header, free header. He's had the one on the edge of 18-yard box. He's had another header from the corner. Lodgy should have done better on one occasion, should have had a call. So could have won it. Bobby, when the keeper drops the ball, Bobby could have done better. So it's a game where you think, oh, being battered by a big, strong side. We had probably had some very good chances, but it was always going to be their good side and being up there all season. Have been second top for a couple of months like we have, so they deserve to be in the top five. So come away at the top five side and get the result. I've got to be pleased, and we'll kick on for a good week this week, I'm telling you now.
Did you set your stall out looking for the draw with just one up front from the start?
From the half time I did, yes. The plan was, actually, because we've been conceding a lot of goals in the first halves, and all season we've been conceding a lot of goals. So we had a chat with players and saying, listen, we've got some good... I thought Adam Thompson was our best player by streets today. But we've been conceding numbers of goals, but it's all down to pitching today in the first half. You've got midfield players running, getting our box, centre forwards are peeling off, you've got wide ones too. And we're sort of like set a half technique. Remember what we talked about in training, where we've got to stop this happening as a team, we've got to defend well. I thought Bobby was excellent up there on his own. Absolutely excellent. He worked his knackers off, and we had to drag him off at the end, even though he wasn't happy, because he might have finished one of them chances. But there you go. He'll be alright next week. And it's sort of like we did set the stall at half time. Let's try to get in 0-0 and get a base and go from there. And the first 10 minutes were a bit heavy after that. I thought we had a lot of good chances, and we were putting 5 and 6 up front, and I think we've dealt with that. And we've had the best chances to win the game at the end. So I've got to be pleased.
I was going to say, you must be very pleased with the defending. We were under the cosh for a long time. They had long periods of possession, but we defended very well.
Very well. I was pleased, but we just lack quality of day, to be honest. That's the only thing we lack. We lack a killer pass and all that, And except for Adam Thompson, and Dukes has done okay, and Tovs and Bobby's worked hard. I think a lot of people wouldn't have their game. They didn't play particularly well, so I'm happy with that, because if that's the case, we'll get back to being our best next week. We're going into the last week of the season. Since you told me, Statue, if we win next Saturday, we are in the playoffs. We could finish between third and fifth. If we draw next week, we could have a good chance. You can't ask for no more than that over a season, how the season's long, that we're going into the last game fresh against the Maidstone side, who we would have played today. I don't know if we won today, and would have played on Monday and would have played on Thursday. We can't ask for anything more than that to go into a game like that, so it's up to us. And once we're in the playoffs, it's a lot. It doesn't matter if we finish second or finish fifth, once in the playoffs, referee decision. Some good defending, bad defending. You just got to hit your game on that time. Doesn't matter if you've won six on the spin or one in six games. You've got to actually be spot on. That's what the plan's been from day one. I think it'll be very bad management by me if we didn't make the playoffs, to be honest, after the position we've been in. But I don't intend that to happen, and I don't think the players do as well. And I've got to give credit to the players for digging into it.
If we do make the playoffs, which obviously I hope we will do, how big an advantage is it that we haven't got to play any games midweek, where some of our opponents are playing twice in the week?
It's magic for them. But then again, we've got to get the job. We've got to get 3 points next week, which will guarantee. Or we've got to get a point which might make sure. To be honest, what the team's doing midweek, I've been looking, and Adrian Withers has been going around the M25 today. He went to the Dorford game today and lets us know everything. He's doing a great job for us. It doesn't matter how his team, Adrian will keep on doing that to watch him, because he'll do a write up on who we might play in the playoffs, and he keeps on doing that. But I'll not be watching any games, because it doesn't matter. The only thing, I'll be watching Maidstone's games. The only thing what matters is us getting the result next week. It's pointless worrying about anything else, because like you say, if you're saying we guaranteed good up next week if we win, it should be a great crowd and great occasion. Maidstone could be safe by then, or they could be relegated by then, because they've got as many games coming up, so it's up to us. And I'm looking forward to a good week. I'm just pleased we'll stop the rot, and we'll look forward to a good week next week.
How impressed were you with Luke Hickey today? He hasn't played in a long while.
No, I thought first half he was awful, second half he was one of the better players. He worked very hard. We've got to have a run in midfield, the three lads. We talked about the midfield lads, and we've got to have a run there a bit in the first half. Second half, I thought I'd done miles better. Got a bit more legs in there, and he's tried very, very hard, so fair play to Luke.
What about on the left side of midfield? Christian Jolly was there today. What does he offer you that Dean Lodge doesn't, sat on the bench?
If you're playing a 4-5-1, he offers you the defensive side of things. He offers you, he will track back and have a runner, he will. He's got pace, like Lodgy has. He offers a better shape than Lodgy has done. Lodgy nearly come on, nearly won the game for today. But like you say, for Christian Jolly, he's like, for example, we'll be going training Monday, and instead of getting there 2 minutes to seven, he'll be at 6 o'clock, and he'll be wanting, it'll mean everything in the world to them to be in this playoffs, and that's why he might offer work, not just for Lodgie, but he might offer something different to everybody else in the team, Bash included, and things like that, where we just care so much about this club and all that, that they want to do so well. So that's what we offer you, if you're asking me, not just over Lodgie, over people. Why Jolly is in the team, because he wants to win so much for his football club, and that's the same as Bash. So if anybody's people who don't know the game just talk bollocks anyway, to be honest, that's not me. I just I laugh at him and tell you the truth because I don't know the game, but that's what he will offer us, and I thought he would done his job excellently today.
What about Carl Wilson Dennis, another of the substitutes? How big an impact did he have when he
massive
came on?
Massive, and he'll be fine next week. He'll play next week, Carl. We'll not be gone 4-5-1 or 2 of them next week. Yeah, we'll be changing the shit where we've got to win the game or draw a game. Or, you know, I'm saying we're not. We might have a change when Carl's come on, which we know he wouldn't have done well. He's had a poor week. He's been poor like the rest of the lads. So we thought we'd get a bit of freshness in him. He's knackered when he come on. But he offers different things, you know, and stuff like that. I just think if we'd have went to the same, we've just conceded 10 goals in a week. We've been battered by everybody saying, oh, yeah, well, we've gone and all the rest of it. I just think the most important thing was getting results.